for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Telling of His Goodness broadcast. Thank you, the Lord, for another week. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Now, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We love you, Lord, for blessing us to be able to give an encouraging word on this morning. Thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for this season coming up to a resurrection season. God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you, God. But without you, Lord, we will be most miserable. We will be lost. And we thank you for Jesus. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are alive and well. Thank the Lord. This is a new week, and we give God all the glory, honor, and praise for it. And on this week, I was thinking back a few days ago about the message that the Lord had laid on my heart some years ago. I was going through such a trial. My husband was suffering with PTSD from the war, and he was going through a lot at that time. We were going through, and we just had gotten saved, and then the pastor had asked me to bring a message that Easter Sunday morning, thinking back those years ago and thinking back on how today God answered all those prayers, and I'm doing well in Jesus' name. But back then, I was going through, and when they asked me to bring the message, I couldn't think of anything. I was going through such a rough time at that time, a whole lot of lack and need. And I'm like, Lord, I don't have anything to offer, but I can offer you my praise. I can pray, because after you saved us and brought us out of so much, I always have a praise in my heart to thank the Lord for no matter what. And the more I find out, the more I praise him, the more he blesses me. I praise him my way out of situation. I praise him even when I couldn't see the victory. I praise him and he gave me the victory. And I thank him for him. I'm like, Lord, if I do nothing but praise you, I'll say yes to your will, yes to your way, Lord. Hallelujah, none like the Lord, because he is truly so good all the time. And I'm praising him on this Easter week. For resurrection week, I know Matthew 28:6 says he is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I thank God for resurrection. I thank God for the death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. So the Lord had laid this scripture on my heart during that time when I say, yes, Lord, didn't even see my way, didn't even know. But God brought me out. He gave me Matthew 26:34. Praise God. And this was talking about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then coming Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples and finding them asleep, and said unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then coming he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. Amen. When Jesus was in Gethsemane, now Gethsemane means olive press, and was a lush garden east of the city near the slopes of the Mount of Olives. Jesus often resorted there for peace and quiet. I thank God for a resting place in Jesus. He took the same inner circle as at the Transfiguration. He took Peter, James, and John further into the garden. He said, My soul is exceeding sorrowful. I'm grieved and deeply distressed. And Psalms 43 is also a version of how that Jesus felt. He was deeply grieved and deeply distressed. Praise God. The prayer for the cup to pass is not due to Jesus' fear of death. Jesus questions the will of the Father as to the necessity of drinking a cup. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. Amen. Praise your Lord. While this may refer to death, he tastes the death. It is more, hallelujah, likely that the cup represents the wrath of God against sin, the divine wrath Christ would incur on the cross as man's sin bearer. In the awful anguish of that moment, the sin of the world was poured on Christ, and he became sin for us. Oh, glory to your name. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. So when Adam and Eve sinned, the curse, Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, Jesus. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. That was the atonement. Jesus came to break the curse. So let's go a little further. That 39th verse just meant so much to me during that time to see how that, even though Jesus knew they were coming to betray him, that he knew he had to pay the price for our sins. And he went a little further. And what did he do? He fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And let's go a little further. It's not giving up. Hallelujah. As we see the signs of the time, so we may lose someone close to us. Not lose because they're not lost, but they may pass and go on to glory. My two daughters passed and went on to glory. But for this reason, I have a blessed hope, knowing that one day we shall meet again. Praise the Lord, because Jesus paid the price. He paid it all for us, that we can have eternal life in heaven with him. Amen. So the best is yet to be, and I can stand firm, and I can believe and have faith that, thank God for Jesus. Thank him for paying the penalty for sin for me, hallelujah, where I can be able to see my loved ones again. Amen. Thus the righteous one, because the righteous one, capital R, Jesus, does a substitutionary death for guilty mankind. And why he was born? Well, he was born, Matthew 1:21 says, And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Let's go a little further by believing. St. John 3:16. And also on this week, I kept hearing, only believe, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It is finished. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. We can go a little further in victory for this reason. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus, we can go a little further. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation. He already won and told us that. He said, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. When he went a little further, it made all of this happen so we can have victory. We can believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. I love 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hallelujah. So no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. Will you accept today? The Lord is waiting and willing and ready to answer our call. His will is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. And I thank God for the almost 40 years ago when we invited the Lord to come into our hearts. Wouldn't take nothing for the Lord. I'll take Jesus for mine. He'll be a friend. He'll be your brother. He'll be your sister. He'll be your mother, father, your children, your husband. Hallelujah. He'll be whatever it is that you need him to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is so amazing to me as he was in it. He was just grieved and deeply distressed and praying, where the disciples fell asleep. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord, they couldn't even pray with them 1 hour. Hallelujah. So he's telling us to watch and pray that we do not enter into temptation, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And sometimes I'm guilty. I'll try to get on my knees to pray if I'm real tired before I go to bed, and seem like I'll fall asleep on my knees, or I may get in the word and try to study. Before I know it, the Bible would be open and I'm fast asleep. But I know there's nothing but the devil don't want you to get close to the Lord. He'll always come in and make you feel like you're so tired, or even make you feel like you're so peaceful that you just fall asleep, so that you won't really hear or realize what the Lord is really trying to share or tell you, give you a blessing, or what the Lord is really asking you to do. Amen. Because the enemy never wants you to get closer to the Lord. If he knew how Jesus was going to come in and by him having him crucified, if he only knew the outcome of it, then he would not have allowed that to happen. Praise the Lord. But he thought he warned. But Jesus would have all power in heaven and earth. The Lord is almighty, all powerful, took the keys of hell and death. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for the victory. I thank God for being our sacrificial lamb for us to take away the sins of the world. Amen. God is so awesome. I thank him for his blood that's covering us today. I thank him. I praise him for the angels that encamp all around us. I thank him. I praise him for being my Lord and Savior. So if you don't know him today, get to know him. He's willing and waiting. His stretched out arms, nail-scarred hands, waiting for you to ask him to come into your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask, it shall be given. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. I'll take Jesus for mine. Amen. And some of the testimonies are in the book. I thank God for having a wonderful marriage of 43 years, and then the Lord called my husband home. Amen. And I tell you what, God gave us such such a marriage that I was so thankful for and I enjoyed. And I passed the test of 1 Corinthians 7 chapter concerning marriage. Now being a widow, I have to pass the test. I'm saying that word, God. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me. I thank God he can do anything but fail. Truly, the Lord is my all in all. He is my everything. I do not like any good thing, and I just want to give him praise, honor, and glory for what he's doing in my life even now. Now we're going to have some exciting broadcasts coming up.